60 knots? No way, Barnes. The Reds don't have anything that fast.
Checked it twice. I mean, it's a real unique signature. No cavitation, no reactor noise. Doesn't even sound like screws.
What the hell is it?
I'll tell you what it's not. Not one of ours.
Sir,
contact changing to heading 214. Speed 80 knots. 80 knots.
Still diving. Depth 900.
Still diving. Depth 900 feet. Port clearance 150 feet from the cliff wall, sir.
It's getting tight in here.
Yeah. We can still give him a haircut. Helm, come right to 069er. Down 5 degrees.
Coming right, 069er. Down 5 degrees, aye.
Port side clearance 120 feet, narrowing to 75. Sir, we have a proximity warning light.
That's too damn close. You gotta back off.
Sir, range to contact 200. Contact just jigged to bearing 260 and accelerated to 130 knots, sir.
Nothing goes 130.
Sir, range to contact 100 yards. 80 yards, sir. 60.
Wake!
Helm, all stop. Full right rudder.
Hydraulic failure. Plane's not responding, sir.
Hydraulics restored, sir.
To land. Hey!
Yeah.
They're coming. This, could get pretty ugly.
Yeah, does not look good at all.
who's with him. The queen bitch of the universe.
Sonny, how you doing? I got two more wells on this bypass valve.
No light from the surface. How deep are they?
McBride, 1,700 feet.
I need them to go below 2,000.
No problem. They can do that.
So that's it? You just cheerfully turn the whole thing over to the goon squad?
Look, I was told to cooperate. I'm cooperating.
Kirkle, you're pathetic.
Get Bregman on the line.
Steve Cord, this is Benthic. Man, if Buck goes along with this, they're going to have to shoot her with a tranquilizer gun.
Roger.
Hippie, get me Bud. They're going to have to shoot her with a tranquilizer gun.
Roger.
Hippie, get me Bud.
Catfish.
Yeah.
Get them old bones up here and give me a hand.
Hang on, I'll be up here in a second.
Hey, you guys are milking that job.
Yeah, it's just because we love freezing our butts off out here for you so much.
Hey, Buzz!
Yeah?
Hippie's on the bench box! It's a call from topside, that new company man.
Churchill?
Yeah?
That guy don't know his butt from a rat hole. Hey, Perry.
Yo.
Do me a favor, will you square away this mud hose, get rid of some of these empty sacks? This place is starting to look like my apartment.
I'm coming. Jeez, keep your pantyhose on.
Bergman here. Yeah, Kirk here, what's going on? Yeah, I'm calm. I'm a calm person. Is there some reason why I shouldn't be calm?
What you're doing. Everybody out of the pool.
I mean everybody right now. Tony, one night, let's go.
Damn it, we just got out of here.
There was a time when I would ask why.
Get a move on.
Shit, woman.
Decor, this is Flatbed preparing the surface.
Roger, flatbed. Come on up. All rig personnel assemble at the pool. Everybody get something. Come on, let's get his hat off. Take it off. What the hell's going on? How come we got recalled? I got it.
What's the drift, partner? Where are we up?
Just follow standard procedures.
Log your dog till somebody tells you what's happening.
What's the story, boss?
Folks, listen up. We just been told to shut down the hole and prepare to move the rig.
Oh,
what? We've received an invitation to cooperate in a matter of national security. Now you know as much as I do. Get your gear off and get to control. We've got a briefing in 10 minutes. Come on.
Let's go.
At 09:22 local time today, an American nuclear submarine, the USS Montana, with 156 men aboard, went down about 22 miles from here.
Damn.
There's been no contact with the sub since then. The cause of the incident is not known. Now, your company has authorized the Navy's use of this facility for a rescue operation, codenamed Operation Salvor.
You want us to search for the sub?
No. We know where it is. But she's in 2,000 feet of water, and we can't reach her. We need divers to enter the sub and search for survivors, if any.
Don't you guys have your own stuff for this kind of thing?
By the time we get our rescue submersibles here, the storm front will be right on us. Now, you can get your rig in under the storm, be on site in 15 hours, and that makes you our best option right now.
Why should we risk our butts for something like this?
I have been authorized to offer you all special bonuses equivalent to 3 times normal dive pay.
Yes, sir. Ooh, buddy.
Yeah. Hell, yeah. For triple time, I'd eat beanie.
That set me on fire and took me out of port.
Look, I don't know what kind of deal you guys made with the company, but my people are not qualified for this. We're oil workers.
This is a paycheck.
Shut up. Hold it down.
This is Lieutenant Coffey. He will transfer it down to you with a SEAL team and supervise the operation.
You can send down whoever you like, Commodore, but I'm the tool pusher on this rig, and when it comes to the safety of these people, there's me and then there's God, understand? If things get dicey, I'm pulling the plug.
Think we're all on the same wavelength, Brigman. Now let's get the wellhead uncoupled, shall we?
All right, let's get ready to move. Take it about 5 degrees left, all right?
Roger, 5 degrees left, bud.
Plot these numbers to our positions. I need to know when the leading edge is going to
hit. Well, it's official, sports fans. They're calling it Hurricane Frederick. And it's going to be making our lives real interesting in a few hours.
Fred, huh? I don't know, man. I think hurricanes should be named after women, don't you?
I can't believe you're letting them do this.
Hi, Lenz. Thought you were in Houston.
I was. Now I'm here. Only here isn't where I left it, is it, bud?
Wasn't up to me.
Jeez, we were that close to proving a submersible drilling platform could work. I can't believe you let them grab my rig.
Your rig?
My rig. I designed the damn thing.
Yeah, and Benthic Petroleum paid for it, so as long as they're holding the pink slip, I go where they tell me.
I had a lot riding on this. They bought you, didn't they? More like rented you cheap.
I'm switching off now. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Virgil, you wiener. You never could stand up to a fight.
Bye-bye.
Virgil?
God, I hate that bitch.
Probably shouldn't have married her then, huh?
Goes wild.
Flora, this is Cab 3. We are styling.
How are you boys doing back there?
Great.
Explorer, this is Cab 3, starting our descent along the umbilical.
Roger that, Cab 3. Good luck.
Luck is not a factor.
Roger that, Cab 3. Good luck.
Luck is not a factor.
Hey, one night, how you doing?
No white line fever, baby.
Yeah, I heard that.
Dream about the snow, drunk and dirty. But don't you know that I'm still with it? On the road, late last night, I see my pretty Alice in every headlight. Yes,
Dallas, Dallas. And I've been from Tucson to Tucson, Gary. There has to be a tone above. You've been every kind of rig that's ever been made. Creeping back roads I wouldn't give away. And if you give me
Roger, Cab 3. Is that you, Lindsay?
None other.
It's going to take us 3 weeks to decompress later.
We've all been fully briefed, Mrs. Bregman.
Just don't call me that, okay? I hate that.
All right. Well, what would you like us to call you?
Sir?
There we go. Y'all start equalizing now.
Let's watch each other closely for signs of HPNS.
High pressure nervous syndrome. Muscle tremors usually in the hands first. Nausea, increased excitability, disorientation.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
About one person in 20 can't handle it. They just go buggo.
Look, they've all made runs at this depth. They're checked out.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is that it's impossible to predict just who's susceptible.
They're so checked out.
These guys are SEALs?
Yeah. These guys ain't so tough. A FOP guy is plenty tougher than them.
You know, we get to hear how you could have been a contender.
Hey!
Hey!
You see this?
Yeah.
They used to call this the hammer.
Y'all are done to turn, ready to serve. Everybody okay?
They're really very sweet.
Hey!
I don't remember putting a wall here. How you doing, Jammer?
Pretty good. How are you, little lady? I'm okay.
I want a full check on their gear,
sir.
These guys are about as much fun as a tax audit.
All right.
Hippy, you're going to give that rat a disease.
Hi, Linz.
Well, well. Mrs. Bregman.
Not for long.
You never did like being called that, did you?
Not even when it meant something. Is that one night in flatbed?
Yeah, who else?
Yeah.
Here, say hi.
Hey, one night. It's Lindsay.
Oh, hi, Lindsay.
Okay, bud, obstacle avoidance is showing a rise out about 100 meters. What do you want to do? Copy, bud.
You know, I can't believe you were dumb enough to come down here. Now you're stuck here for the storm. That was dumb, Hot Rod. Real dumb.
I didn't come down here to fight with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Then why did you come down?
Do you need me? Nobody knows the systems on this rig better than I do. Once you're disconnected from the Explorer, you guys are on your own for however long this storm lasts. I mean, what if something was to happen after the surface support cleared off? What would you have done?
Wow, you're right. Us poor dumb old boys might have had to think for ourselves. Could have been a disaster. You want to know what I think?
Jesus, look where this thing is set.
You want to know what I think?
Not particularly.
I think you were worried about me.
Then that must be it.
No, seriously, I think you were. Come on. It's okay. It's okay. You can admit it.
I was worried about the rig. I've got over 4 years invested in this project.
Yeah, you only had 3 years invested in me.
Well, you have to have priorities.
It's kind of messy, but I guarantee you it's the only bunk that won't be occupied. We can get a couple hours rest before we get there.
What are you still wearing that for?
It's kind of messy, but I guarantee you it's the only bunk that won't be occupied. We can get a couple hours rest before we get there.
What are you still wearing that for?
I don't know. Divorce ain't final. Forgot to take it off.
I haven't worn mine in months.
Yeah. Well, what's his name wouldn't like it. The suit.
You always have to call him that. The suit. Makes you sound like such a hick. His name is Michael.
Well, how is Michael? Mr. Brooks Brothers. Mr. BMW. Still seeing him?
No. No, I haven't seen him in a few weeks.
Terribly sorry. What happened?
Why are you doing this, huh? Why?
What?
This is none of your business. It's not a part of your life anymore.
I'll tell you what happened. You woke up one morning in those satin sheets. Rolled over and there was this good-looking guy. Well-groomed, expensive watch on. And you realize, this guy never makes me laugh.
That's it, bud. That's it. Aren't you clever? Jesus, you're clever. You know, you should start your own talk show or something. Ask Dr. Bud. Advice to the love lorn from 300 fathoms. Thank you. Thank you.
Sitting right on the edge of the Cayman Trough. This is the Montana, 300 meters away, 70 meters below us.
We think she slid down the wall and now sits here on this outcropping. So we're going to have to drop straight down here and follow.
This tell us how much radiation we're getting?
Whoa. I'm not going near no radiation. No way.
I hippie, you pussy.
Yeah, what good is the money 6 months later your dick drops off?
What a guy.
We'll take readings as we go. The reactor's breached, the warheads released any radioactive debris. We'll just back off. It's that simple.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Hippie's not going, so McWhirter, you can run the geek.
Oh, goddammit. You know McWhirter can't run an ROV worth shit.
Then you better go.
I'll go.
Good. What is your problem, huh? On this dive, you'll do absolutely nothing without direct orders from me, and you'll follow those orders without discussion. Is that clear? All right. I want everyone finished prep and ready to get wet in 15 minutes.
Why don't you guys give me a hand,
Let's get suited up.
Good.
Hey, guys, hold it. Don't jump in here.
Hold it!
Whoa!
Sure? Look, it's 3 a.m. These guys are running on bad coffee with about 4 hours of sleep. Maybe you could think about cutting them some slack.
I can't afford slack.
Hey, you come on my rig. You don't talk to me. You start ordering my people around. It's not going to work. You got to know how to handle these people. We got a certain way of doing things around here.
Right now, I'm not interested in your way of doing things. Just get your team ready to dive.
Check the rig. Remember.
Heads are up and lip.
Bud, you knew your hand is blue.
Finley, why don't you just shut up and put your gear on?
Keep it calm.
Yeah, just throw me one of them silence, please.
Yeah, sure.
Good? Good?
Excuse me.
What is all this stuff?
Bud, you knew your hand is blue.
Finley, why don't you just shut up and put your gear on?
Keep it calm.
Yeah, just throw me one of them silence, please.
Yeah, sure.
Good? Good?
Excuse me.
What is all this stuff?
Fluid breathing system. We just got them. You use it when you go really deep.
How deep?
Deep.
How deep?
It's classified.
Anyway, you breathe liquid so you can't get compressed. The pressure doesn't catch you.
You mean you got liquid in your lungs?
Oxygenated fluorocarbon emulsion.
Bullshit.
Check this out. Can I borrow your rat?
What are you doing?
No.
You're gonna kill her!
It's okay, I've done this myself.
Oh, man, like, what are you, just drowning her?
She's gonna be fine. I breathed this myself. Gonna be fine.
No, man, she's gonna drown. Look, she's freaking out.
She's just going through a normal adjustment period.
Normal? Does this look normal to you? She's gonna drown.
He's taking the fluid into his lungs. There he goes. Still has a bit of anxiety here. Now he's starting to relax. He's breathing fine. See his chest moving? Getting plenty of oxygen.
Damn rat's breathing that shit. That is no bullshit. Hands down, the goddamnest thing I ever saw.
See, the fluid's harder to push in and out than air. It's a little more work to breathe. But he's doing fine. He's digging it.
She's doing it. She ain't digging it. All right, let her out. Now. Now!
Okay, all right. Okay, now we let the fluid drain from his lungs.
All right, give it.
Here's your rat. See, he's fine. It's a she.
Going over the wall. Coming to bearing 065. Flatbed, you online?
10-4, Lindsay, we read you loud and clear. Starting our descent. Divers, how you doing?
Everybody's okay so far.
Hang on, boys. It's all downhill from here.
Hey, how deep's the drop-off here?
There's a bottomless pit, baby. 2.5 miles straight down.
Cab 3, it's Bud. You online?
Cab 3, check. I'm right behind you.
Cab 1, do you see it yet?
Magnetometer's twitching, but I don't see anything yet. Hang on, I want to test my strobes.
Cab 1, do you have a visual? Cab 1, do you copy?
Yeah. Roger that. Found it.
Radiation readings?
Neutron counter's not showing much.
All right, just continue forward to log the hull.
Copy that. Continuing forward. You want me to get shots of everything, yes?
Roger that. Document as much as you can, but please keep moving. Remember, we're on a tight timeline.
Copy that.
Coming up in the midship's hatch. You see it, Cap 3?
Yeah, Roger, I got it.
How do you want me?
Just hold above it.
Roger, holding.
Okay, it's all yours, Lieutenant.
All right, 18.
Let's do it.
Okay, Perry, Hippie, let's get that ROV launched.
Okay, we're on it, boss. Go!
Little Geek is on the case.
Bunk here, sir. We got the midship outer hatch open.
Entering escape trunk.
Inner hatch looks intact. It's flooded. All right, I'm gonna open her up.
Sorry about this, little buddy, but better you than me, you know what I mean?
Coffee, these are the missile hatches, right?
That's right. Looks like a couple of the hatches have sprung. Radiation's nominal. Warheads must still be intact.
How many are there?
24 Trident missiles. 8 MERS per missile.
192 warheads, Coffee. How powerful are they?
Your MIRV is a tactical nuke. 50 kilotons nominal yield, say 5 times Hiroshima.
Jesus Christ. It's World War III in a can.
Let's knock off the chatter.
Okay, I'm heading into the reactor compartment.
Any reading?
Yeah, it's twitching. But it's below the line you said was safe.
All right, let's get in there.
Flatbed, drop down starboard of the sail and stay along the cliff edge.
Okay, copy that.
Keep heading for the bow. This is the forward berthing compartment. This way.
Thank you.
on. Let's keep up. Right up this way to the control center.
Guys, but we might find somebody further in. Stay here. Hey, Jammer, you okay?
How you guys doing?
I'm dealing.
Triple time sounded like a lot of money, bud. It ain't.
We're here. Let's get it done, okay?
Brigman, take your men and continue aft. Split up into two teams. Come on, let's get moving. We head back in 14 minutes.
Let's go.
Brigman, take your men and continue aft. Split up into two teams. Come on, let's get moving. We head back in 14 minutes.
Let's go.
You okay, Jammer?
Yeah, fine.
What's this? This should be the missile launch control center. Don't touch anything.
No.
This way.
Right behind you.
Still with me, Jammer?
Where are we?
Missile compartment. Those are the launch tubes.
Shit.
Hey, Jammer. Hey. You okay? Deep and slow, big guy. Deep and slow. Just breathe easy.
Everybody's dead. They're all dead.
Okay. I'm taking you back out. Let's go.
No. I'm okay. I just can't go any further in.
Okay, Jammer, no problem. You stay right here. I've got to check out this compartment, all right? We'll stay in voice contact. You hold on the end of this rope here. You have any problem whatsoever, you tug twice.
I got it.
Pull it hard. 5 more minutes. Just relax, all right? You'll be okay.
Okay.
Be right back.
Thank you.
still reading me okay, big guy?
Read you fine, bud.
Okay. Just a few more minutes. There's a couple compartments up ahead. Might have air.
Okay, no problem.
You gotta be sure, right?
Hang on, Jammer.
You just hold on to that.
Bud? Bud, can you hear me? Bud? Bud?
The divers, are they out yet?
Negative, Lindsay. Haven't seen hide nor hair. Let's give him 2 minutes more max, and then I'll sound a diver for you.
You, but I'm on my way.
Look, I'm just a medic. Which is mostly about patching holes. This type of thing, it's... There's not much I can do. A coma could last hours or days.
So you didn't get anything on the camera?
No, I didn't get a picture of it.
What about the video?
No, I lost power right then. Look, I just don't want to talk about this, okay?
Fine, be that way.
Look, I don't know what I saw, Bud, okay? Coffee wants to call it a Russian submersible, fine. It's a Russian submersible, no problem.
Yeah, but you think it was something else. What? One of ours?
No.
Well, who's that? Come on, Lindsay, talk to me.
Look, Jammer saw something down there. Something that scared the hell out of him.
His mixture got screwed up. Jammer panicked. He pranged his regulator and his mixture got screwed up.
But what did he see that made him panic?
Well, what do you think he saw? Did any of you see it?
No, sir. The Brigham woman saw it. Could have been a Russian bogey.
Sinclair fleet's gonna go ape shit.
Two Russian attack subs, a Tango and a Victor, were tracked to within 50 miles of here. Now they don't know where the hell they are. Okay. I haven't got any choice. Confirming you to go to phase two. You'll recover one warhead, arm it, and wait for further instructions. We got a problem with that?
Negative, sir.
Come on! Navy reports that the Montana encountered a Soviet fast attack sub prior to its sinking, and the Kremlin continues to deny any involvement.
We got a problem with that?
Negative, sir.
Come on! Navy reports that the Montana encountered a Soviet fast attack sub prior to its sinking, and the Kremlin continues to deny any involvement. Are apparently participating in the recovery operation, but we have little information about their involvement.
Bill's here. We won't name.
The sinking now, and Bill.
Hey, this is the Explorer. We're famous.
Out there already.
There is a tremendous amount of activity. With Cuba only 80 miles away, the massive buildup of American forces has drawn official protest from Havana and Moscow. Russian and Cuban trawlers, undoubtedly surveillance vessels, have been circling the area, and Soviet aircraft have repeatedly been warned away.
Pippi, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Nothing. We're just in the middle of some big-time international incident like the Cuban Missile Crisis or something.
Figured that out for yourself, did you, Hip?
You know, we got Russian subs creeping around. Anything goes wrong down here, they could say whatever they want happen. Give the folks medals.
Relax, will you? You're making the women nervous.
Cute, Virgil.
You know, those SEALs ain't telling us diddly. Something is going on.
Come on.
Hippy, you think everything's a conspiracy.
Everything is.
Hurry up. Call this man with Flathead.
What?
I showed him how to work the controls and they're out of here.
Damn it. Tell him we need it right now.
Yeah, he didn't pay any.
Where the hell is he taking it?
I have no idea.
Shit. Coffee! Come back! We need the big arm to unhook the umbilical. There's a goddamn hurricane coming!
He switched off.
It's unbelievable. You need to get unhooked and get out of here now.
All right. Do it then.
No problem, except your boys went sightseeing with Flatbed. My people need Flatbed to get unhooked at their end.
Back in 2 hours.
2 hours? We're going to get the shit kicked out of us by our pal Fred in 2 hours.
Okay. Set cold tap fitting to 200 PSI. Set. Here she goes. She's breaking loose. Bringing her up. Okay. All right.
Ours.
Okay. Set cold tap fitting to 200 PSI. Set. Here she goes. She's breaking loose. Bringing her up. Okay. All right. Okay, clear the hatch. Going with it. Going, that's it. Up. Sir, the missile looks intact.
Little is known at this hour about the events leading up to the collision. The U.S. Navy guided missile cruiser Appleton apparently struck the Soviet Udaloy-class destroyer in low visibility conditions. In violent seas, little hope remains for over 100 Russian crewmen still missing after the sinking an hour ago. Soviet military spokesmen have claimed that the collision constituted an unprovoked attack. This was denied by State Department officials.
Well, this is big time.
Who said that Captain Michael Sweeney was acting correctly.
Okay, it's clear. It's all yours, sir. Captain, bring it away and drop it. Let's check.
Okay. Bypass the ground connection on the separation sequencer. Got it?
Separation sequencer disconnected.
Remove explosive bolts 1 through 6 in counterclockwise sequence. Check. Removing bolt 1.
She
negotiators have walked out of the strategic arms limitation talks in protest over the incident this morning.
The sudden deterioration of relations with the United States in the Soviet...
The Soviet buildup of tanks and aircraft has continued.
Eastern time this morning, all U.S. and NATO military forces have been put on full alert.
It's on every channel.
Well, you just feel so helpless. You can see it coming. But what can you do? What can anyone do?
Hey, I mean, they love their kids, too. So why are we doing this?
If it happens, it happens. There's nothing I can do about it, right? I just don't think about it.
All right, let's get the gear on! Then clear this up, we gotta get it out of here. Come on, let's go, let's move it! One night you're up. Get ready to roll, baby.
Don't touch that. Just back away.
Excusez-moi.
Hey, coffee. We are a little pressed for time.
Prick.
This ain't no drill, Slick. Make me proud.
Piece of cake, baby.
We're getting dragged.
Down on number one winch.
We're getting dragged.
Down on what?
Lost all the topside feeds.
Shit.
Get him on the UQC.
Up the hall. And down on the hall.
Ben!
We lost the crane!
Say again, what?
The crane! We've lost the crane! It's on its way down to you!
All right, everybody. Everybody ready for impact. Close all the exterior hatches. Let's move it. Let's go! Go, 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 go!
Secure the rig. Let's go.
One night. You gotta get the hell out of there. The crane's coming down.
I'm okay. I'm clear, bud.
Burn him! You all right? Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Bendig Explorer, Bendig Explorer, Deep Core. Do you read me? Over.
Forget it, Sonny. They're gone, man.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
They're gone. Okay. Just want to get out of this. Just like to see my wife one more time. All right, then you better keep trying, huh?
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Steep core two, you read me. Bendig Explorer, Bendig Explorer, you read me. Steep core two, over. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Steep core two, you read me,
buddy.
No. Brigman.
What?
I was under orders. I had no choice.
How's it going, Cat?
What's the scoop, Ace?
Well, I can get power to this module and subbay if I reroute these buses. But I gotta get past the mains, which are a total meltdown.
Bud, there won't be enough to run the heaters. In a few hours, this place is going to be as cold as a meat locker.
What about O2?
Well, brace yourself. If we close off the sections we're not using, we have about maybe 12 hours worth.
The storm's going to last a lot longer than 12 hours.
Yeah, well, I can maybe extend that. Maybe. Some storage tanks outboard next to the wrecked module. I'll have to go outside, though, and tie onto them.
Hey, Linz. Linz.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. I'm not.
Hey, found cab three. Deader than dog shit, boss. That girder went right through the brain pan.
Yeah, I see that. Where are you?
Living quarters, level two. Oh, jeez. That's Perry.
That's it, then. Finley McWhorter, Dietz, and Perry. Jesus.
We just leave them there?
Yeah, for now. We got no choice. First priority is to get something to breathe.
We just leave him there.
Yeah, for now, we got no choice. First priority is to get something to breathe.
Where are you now, Lens?
I'm under the starboard tri-module. Still with me, Hip?
Right behind you, Lens.
How's it look?
Well, you guys really screwed up my rig. There's a lot of wreckage out here.
Well, don't get fouled.
Hit me with that 9/16, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. So, there you were.
Yeah, there we were. Side by side on the same ship for 2 months. I'm tool pusher, and we're testing this automated derrick of hers. We get back on the beach, and we're living together.
Doesn't mean you had to marry you.
Yeah, well, we were due to go back out on the same ship. 6 months of tests. If you were married, you got a stateroom. Otherwise, it was bunks.
Okay, good reason. Will you come over here and sign this for me? Then what?
Everything was all right there for a while, you know. Then she got promoted to chief engineer on this thing a couple years ago.
She went right off the tongue, you man?
Yeah, well, you know, Lindsay. She's just too damn aggressive. Bitch. She didn't leave me. She just left me behind.
But let me tell you something. She ain't half as smart as she thinks she is.
Get out of here.
Come on, let's see those muscles.
Bingo, that's one.
Two for two.
Hey. Lindsay, do you read me? Over.
Copy you, hippie. What's the matter?
Oh, shit. Power's jacking around with us again.
Lindsay, come back.
I just lost video.
Hippie. Copy.
Lynn, you copy?
Hell, hippie, do you copy? Damn it. Bud, do you copy? Over. Seem to be having a problem here.
That's a great shot, Lex.
Did you drop your dive line?
No, come on, you guys, come on. Now, that's the smaller one. That's the smaller one here. You can kind of see how it's zigging around.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I'm telling you what it is. You're just not hearing me.
Now, Lindsay, you...
There is something down there. Something not us.
You could be more specific.
Something that zigs.
Not us. Not human. Get it? Something non-human, but intelligent. A non-terrestrial intelligence.
A non-terrestrial intelligence?
Yes.
NTIs. Oh, man, that's better than UFOs. Oh, but that works too, huh? Underwater flying objects.
We talking little space friends here?
Hell yeah. High ride to the gods, right, Liz?
No, really, it could be NTIs. The CIA's known about them forever. They abduct people all the time, man.
You know, Hippie, do me a favor. Stay off my side.
Will you step into my office?
Certainly.
Jesus.
Oh, Bud, come on. Something really important is happening here.
I'm trying to keep the situation under control. I can't allow you to create this kind of hysteria.
Who's hysterical? Nobody's hysterical.
All I'm saying is when you're hanging on by your fingernails, you don't go waving your arms around.
Look, I saw something. I'm not going to go in there and say I didn't see it when I did. I'm sorry. Please.
You are the most stubborn woman I ever knew.
Yes, I am. But I need you to believe me right now. Now, come on, look at me. Come on. Am I stressed out? Do I have any symptoms of pressure sickness, tremor, slurred speech?
No.
No. But this is me, Lindsay, okay? You know me better than anybody in the world. Now, watch my lips. I saw these things. I touched one of them, and it wasn't some clunky steel can like we would build. It glided. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Oh, God, I wish you'd been there. It was a machine. It was a machine, but it was alive. It was like a dance of light. Please, you have to trust me. Now, I don't think they mean us any harm. I don't know how I know that. It's just a feeling.
I'm supposed to go on a feeling? How can I go on a feeling? You think coffee's going to go on a feeling?
Well, we all see what we want to see. Coffee looks and he sees Russians. He sees hate and fear. You have to look with better eyes than that. Please.
I can't, Liz. I'm sorry.
All I want is 24-hour surveillance from the exterior cam.
I've got six people. I've got...
Please.
I can't, Liz. I'm sorry.
All I want is 24-hour surveillance from the exterior cam.
I've got six people. I've got...
Everybody just stop.
All right. I want around-the-clock manning of the sonar shack and the exterior cameras.
That Russian bogey comes back. I don't think we should be taking a nap.
A break. Coffee? Those things live 3.5 miles down in an abyssal trench. Trust me, they're not speaking Russian.
Have you finished the repairs on the acoustical transmitter yet?
Nope.
Why not?
I was having my nails done.
Well, get it done.
Kiss my ass.
All right. Get something straight. You people are under my authority.
Look on me. We don't work for you. We don't take orders from you. And we don't much like you.
Hey,
Hey, Cat. Cat.
Yeah.
Why don't you take the first watch on sonar, okay?
I know.
Sonny, you get a couple hours sleep, then you spell Cat, all right? Epi, you handle exterior surveillance. One night. You do me a favor and see if you can get that transmitter fixed. All right?
Give me a couple of hours.
Do me a favor and see if you can get that transmitter fixed. All right.
Give me a couple of hours.
Got it. This is not happening. Come here, I'm shaking, man. All right, wait. And now, here's Merv. Oh, come on, man. What else could it be?
Why bring it here?
It's got to be some kind of emergency plan to keep it away from the Russians, right? Look, they hotwire one of the nukes. They use some kind of detonator that they brought. Then they stick it back in the sub, fry the whole thing up. Bam! Slicker and snot. I'm telling you. And I'm not being paranoid. Hi, Lens.
Will you just wait a second?
God damn it, if you don't do something about it, I will.
Lindsay, we'll do something about it.
Hello?
Wait a second.
Hello?
Lindsay.
What?
Just stop and talk about this for a second.
What? With all that's going on up in the world, you bring a nuclear weapon in here?
This is big.
Does this strike anyone as particularly psychotic, or is it just me?
Mrs. Brigman, you don't need to know the details of our operation. It's better if you don't.
You're right. I don't need to know. What I need to know is that thing is off this rig. Do you hear me, Roger Ramjet?
You're becoming a serious impediment to our mission. Now, you either do an about-face or walk out of here. I'll have you escorted out.
I will not do an about-face and get out of here. Who the hell do you think you're talking?
Oh. Emergency! Make it through me! Emergency! Everybody's moving! I'm the devil!
Hell, now! In here, come on! We got trouble now! Come on!
What's going on?
All right.
What's up?
All right, you let her go, man. Do it. Do it now!
Let her go.
The smartest thing you ever did.
Coffee, you son of a bitch!
Cool it.
What's the problem?
Nothing. We were just leaving, weren't we?
Trust them. We may have to take steps. We're gonna have to take steps.
Linz, I want you to stay away from that guy. I mean it.
The guy is gone. Did you see his hands?
What? He's got the shakes?
Look, he's operating on his own. He's cut off from his chain of command. He's showing signs of pressure-induced psychosis. And he's got a nuclear weapon.
So as a personal favor to me, will you try to put your tongue in neutral for a while?
I gotta tell you, I give this whole thing a sphincter factor of about 9.5.
Look, you can just punch into his primary guidance chip where you want him to go, and he'll go there, right?
No, bad idea, Lindsay.
Why? Yep, come on.
Because even if it could take the pressure at that depth, which I don't think it can.
Yeah?
Without the tether, you know what happens?
Look, you can just punch into his primary guidance chip where you want him to go, and he'll go there, right?
No, bad idea, Lindsay.
Why?
Bad.
Yep, come on.
Because even if it could take the pressure at that depth, which I don't think it can.
Yeah?
Without the tether, you know what happened when it got down there? It would just sit like a please. It would just sit like a dumb shit. Yeah, something would have to pass in front of the camera for you to see anything.
I know, but we could get lucky, right? So we should go for it.
I really ought to talk to Bud about
No, hey, this is between you and me. We get proof and then we tell the others. Hippie, look, if we can prove to Coffee that there aren't Russians down there, maybe he'll ease off the button a little bit.
I gotta tell you, man, that guy scares me more than anything we're gonna find down there. It's a goddamn AJ squared away charhead robot. All right, give me a couple hours to see what I can do.
Great. Thanks.
How's that?
Thanks.
Virgil, turn on your side.
That grin off your face. That little buddy.
Bud? Oh, wait, it's okay.
Sweet Christ almighty.
I think it likes you. Seawater.
Russian water tentacle. Lieutenant? Yeah? A breakthrough.
Hey, Ace. You done impressing yourself?
No way that thing could just be seawater.
They must have learned to control water. I mean, at a molecular level. You know, they can plasticize it, they can polymerize it, do whatever they want to do with it. They can put it under intelligent control.
Maybe their whole technology is based on that.
What?
Controlling water.
Was it the same thing that you saw the last time?
No.
You know, I don't think that thing you saw was one of them.
What are you talking about?
I don't mean that. I mean, I don't think it was an NTI. I think it was like their version of an ROV. Like Big Geek.
Hippie, you mean they was just checking us out?
Yeah.
How come?
Curious, I suppose. We're probably the first people
that
have ever seen
one.
Who's been down
here, sir?
Sure as hell, I hope they don't judge the rest of the race. Went straight for the warhead. They think it's cute. Whatever happens is up to us. Us.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they're from down there originally, or from, you know?
I don't know. I think they're from, you know. Some place with similar conditions. Cold, intense pressure.
Oh, man.
Happiest hogs in the wallow down there, probably.
Sniff something? Did you, rat boy?
Freeze! Don't move!
That's right.
You okay yet?
They're using Big Geek to take the bomb to the NTIs.
What?
We set it up to go right to them.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Take this. We're going to phase 3.
What?
We don't have orders for that.
I programmed Big Geek to go down to the bottom of the trench and shoot some video. Now they got the warhead tied to it.
Coffee? Ma'am. Coffee? No, come on. Coffee, just think about what you're doing, okay? Just 1 minute. Just think about what you're doing!
This is something I've wanted to do since we first met.
All right, in the kitchen, let's go.
Move, partner. Get your damn hands off
of me. Let's go, get him.
I know the way.
Your boss is fixing to pull a pin on 50 kilotons.
And we're all going to be ringside. He's having a full-on meltdown!
What's the timer set for?
3 hours.
Shut up, don't talk.
3 hours. We can't get the minimum safe distance in 3 hours. We can't go to phase 3. What about these people?
Shut up.
What's the matter with you?
Everybody just stay calm. The situation is under control. Touches that door, kill him.
Sonic, your lieutenant's about to make a real bad career move.
The guy's crazy in a shithouse wreck.
Sonic!
We're trying to make contact.
Can't you see he's lost it?
Shut up.
Shockwave will kill us.
Wyatt!
He'll crush this rig like a beer can.
Shut up, man. What are you talking about?
We gotta stop him.
Shut up!
This is not our mission. We can't detonate without orders.
Sonic, listen. He's about to declare war on an alien species just when they're trying to make contact with us. Please. I don't know. I think I'm reaching him.
Shit. Yeah.
Jammer.
Is everybody okay?
Oh, man.
Don't move, Jarface!
Look, I'm the least of your problems.
Take it easy.
I'm all right.
How are you feeling, big guy?
Okay, bud. I just figured I was dead back there when I saw that angel coming for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, why don't you tell us about it later?
Come on. You gotta tie it off with something. Everyone ready?
truck.
I'm not gonna be able to budge.
Now what? This is the only door to sub bay. What are you doing?
I'm gonna swim to hatch 6.
What?
I'm gonna get inside. I'm gonna open the door from the other side.
Well, this water is freezing.
Then I guess you better wish me luck, huh?
Wish us luck.
You coming along?
Looks that way. All right, Cat.
Come on, Mom.
In case I don't die.
This is insane.
Come on, bud. Let's go, partner. I ain't got all day.
Go to the moon pool. It's the only way.
Okay. Can't make fun. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, Cat. You head on back, all right?
What's he doing?
He can't make it to the door. He's gonna try and take him out himself.
No, God, he couldn't be that dumb. That guy's a trained killer.
Coffee, listen.
right out in front. Oh, my God.
Get
out. Okay. Get on the arm.
He's up. To the left. A little more.
You missed. Try it again.
Steady.
Okay. Grab it.
Yeah. Got it.
Hold it really steady. Oh, shit! You lost Geek! Where is he, bud? You see him?
I'll take a look.
He's coming up fast. Step on it.
Shit!
Go to the right. Swing to the right.
Over. I'm not getting any answer. And we're flooding like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, you noticed?
No, you did okay back there, Virgil. I was fairly impressed.
Yeah, well, not good enough. We still gotta catch Big Geek.
Yeah, well, not in this thing. Deep core, this is cab one, over.
Try it again.
Deep core, this is cab one. We need a...
You all right?
Yeah. Well, that's that.
Yeah, wonderful. It's
Light coming from somewhere. It's off to the right.
Yeah, that's the rig.
It's a good 60, 70 yards, I'd say.
Well, they'll come after us.
Yeah, but it's going to take them a while to get here. We got to get this flooding stopped.
Can you see where it's coming in?
Yeah, can you hold the lamp for me? There's a busted fitting behind this panel. Problem is, I don't think I can get to it. You got any tools?
I don't know. I'll have to look around.
Yeah, well, I looked already.
God damn it.
Well, he's a goddamn crescent wrench.
Son of a bitch!
Okay. Calm down, bud. Calm down.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We gotta get you out of here.
How?
I don't know how.
We've only got one suit.
I know, but we've got to come
oh
up
with my
something.
God, I'm breathing.
Listen, you're smart. Think of something. Can't you think of something? Think of something.
Okay, why don't you swim back to the rig and bring back another suit?
It won't take me that 7-8 minutes to swim. Get the gear. Come back. I wouldn't make it. Look at this. By the time I got back, you'd be...
Okay, please. Just look around. Just look around. Oh, my God.
Is that working? All right. Here. You put this over.
No, what are you doing? You don't listen.
Don't argue with me, goddammit. Just put it on.
Look, this is not an option, so just forget about
Lindsay,
it, all right?
Shut up!
No!
Shut up! Put this thing on.
You should be logical for one
it's
second.
Logic!
Please. Listen. Just listen to me for one second. Now, you've got the suit on, and you're a much better swimmer than I am, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Right? Yes. So I've got a plan.
What's the plan?
I drown, and you tow me back to the rig.
No. No.
Yes, this water.
No.
Only a couple of degrees above freezing. I go into deep hypothermia. My blood will go like ice water. Right? My body systems will slow down. They won't stop.
And
you tow me back, and I can be revived after maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Lynn, put this on.
Minutes.
You put
no,
it on.
It's the only way. You just put this on. Put this on. You know I'm right. Please. It's the only way you've got all stuff on the rig to do this. Put this on. Bud, please.
This is insane.
Oh, my God.
You okay?
It's the only way.
Here, hold this. Just hold on.
You can do this, you know. You can do this.
Oh, God, Liz.
I know. You can help me, lady.
Oh, my God.
goddess Lindsay.
Deep core. Floor to your read, over.
Yeah, we got you,
but we're here. Go to the infirmary. Get the cart oxygen. D-fib kit. Adrenaline and a 10cc syringe. Some heating blankets. You got all that?
Got it. Over.
Get me at the moon pool. Make it fast.
Now, come on. Let's go.
Get me in the hot packs.
Got it. Here. Is that right? Is this it?
I got it.
Well, do it!
Breathe. Come on, zap it.
Clear.
Come on, baby. Oh, Christ.
Nothing. Breathe. I'll check out 300.
Nothing.
Do it again, one night.
Zapper again.
It's going. It's charging. Charging.
Now.
Clear.
Anything?
No pulse.
Come on, baby.
Charging one more time.
Zapper again.
Come on! Come on!
No pulse. Huh? But it's flat. Goddamn, it's flat.
Breathe. Baby, breathe. Come on.
It's all over, man. It's all over. I'm sorry.
No pulse.
Zapper again. Do it!
Charge it.
Do it!
Charge it.
Come on, baby.
Clear.
Come on, baby.
Clear!
Come on, breathe, baby. God damn it, breathe! You bitch, you never backed away from anything in your life. Now fight! 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 Right now! Do it! Fight, goddammit! Fight! 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 Fight!
That's it, Lindsay. That's it, Lindsay. You can do it. That's it, Lindsay. Come on back, baby. Come on. You can do it, baby.
Get some air.
Breathe, breathe.
You did it, Ace.
Yeah.
Make sure our children are okay. Big boys, don't cry, remember.
Good lady.
I guess it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it did. You're never wrong, are you?
How are you feeling? I felt better. What'd you do to me? Next time it's your turn.
Okay, these are so your eyes can focus in the breathing fluid. How's that feel? There it is. If you can't see, you can't disarm the bomb, right? Okay, with this much weight, you're gonna fall like a brick. We still got about an hour, so we should get there in plenty of time. When you get down there, all you gotta do is cut one wire, drop the weights, and come on home. And hand me that wrench over there, will
you? Maybe I ought to check it.
Yeah, that's
here.
A good place.
Loose.
I'll
fix that.
Bud, you don't have to do this.
Somebody's got to do it.
It doesn't have to be you.
Who then?
So I can hear you, but I can't talk, right?
The fluid prevents the larynx from making sound. Excuse me. It'll feel a little strange.
Yeah, no shit. I gotta warn you all, I'm a pretty lousy typist. Moment of truth. Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Easy. Okay. I need it in the front a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got it.
Set.
Set. Clamp.
Set.
Okay, let's rock and roll.
Crack it. Headset, headset, please.
Okay.
Relax now, bud. Just relax.
Bud.
Relax now, bud.
Watch me.
Relax.
Okay, watch me. Watch
okay.
me.
Okay, doing fine. Now, don't hold your breath. Take it in. Just let yourself take it in. Take it in. That's it.
Oh, man.
Don't hold your breath now. Take it in. There you go. Take it and that's it. There you go.
What?
Normal. It'll pass in a second. It's perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. We all breathe liquid for 9 months, Pod. Your body will remember. That's it. That's it. Perfectly normal.
Oh, my Christ, he's breathing.
Give me that. Can you hear me?
There he goes.
Yes. Yes? Okay.
That's it.
Bud, try your keypad.
Right.
I already have. Okay.
Great.
Let's go.
Okay.
That's okay. I got it.
Thank you.
hippie.
Hold on, Chandler.
Easy. Easy. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out the back.
Careful.
I redid Little Geek's ship the same as Big Geek. It should take you straight there. All you have to do is hang on.
Your depth is 3,200 feet.
You're doing fine. Well, you better watch out for crane wreckage. You should be almost to it.
Feet. Official.
Yeah. But according to Monk here, you just set a record for the deepest suit dive.
But you didn't think you'd be doing this when you got up this morning, huh?
One mile down, still grinning.
Feet, bud.
Everything okay?
Ask him about pressure effects, tremors, vision problems, euphoria.
Ensign Monk wants to know how you feel.
It's starting. It hits the nervous system first.
Keep talking, Lindsay. Let him hear your voice.
Okay, bud, your depth is 8,900 feet. You're doing fine.
No, Lindsay. Talk to him.
Bud, there are some things I need to say. It's hard for me, you know. It's not easy being a cast iron bitch. It takes discipline and years of training. A lot of people don't appreciate that.
Jesus, I'm sorry. I can't tell you these things to your face.
You have to wait till you're alone in the dark.
Freezing, and there's 10,000 feet of water between us.
Sorry, I'm rambling.
Coming up on the big 10 foul. 12,000 feet. Jesus, I don't believe he's doing this.
Shut up. What's wrong with you?
Bud, how are you doing?
Signal's fading.
No, Bud, I'm not going away. I'm right here.
Kill everything you don't need. Tapish, knock out those exterior lights.
Come on now, go!
Run it through the digital processor. Cook it as much as you can.
I'm right here with you, Bud. Bud, this is Lindsay.
Please, I'm right here with you. Okay, try and stay calm. I'm right here, all right?
Bud?
He's losing it. Talk to him. Keep him with us.
Coming up on 16,000.
No, but it's the pressure. All right, you have to listen to my voice. You have to try. Concentrate, all right?
Just listen to my voice, please.
17,000 feet.
Christ almighty, this is insane.
Bud, I'm getting it.
Whoa. Oh, come on. No.
Little Geek just folded.
How alone you feel. Alone in all that cold blackness.
But I'm there in the dark with you. Oh, Bud, you're not alone.
Oh, God. You remember that time? You were pretty drunk. You probably don't remember.
But the power went out in that little apartment we had on Orange Street.
We were staring at that one little candle, and I said something really dumb, like, that candle is me, like every one of us is out there alone in the dark in this life. And you just lit up another candle and you put it beside mine and you said, no, see, that's me. That's me. And we stared at the two candles, and then... Well, if you remember any of this, I'm sure you remember the next part. But there are two candles in the dark. I'm with you. I'll always be with you, buddy, but I'm this.
How you doing, partner? You still with us? Come back. You talk to us, buddy boy. Come on.
Bud. Talk to him, Bud. No, come on. You hanging in there? You have to talk to me, Bud. Please. I need to know if you're okay. You see a light. What kind of light, Bud?
He's hallucinating badly.
Oh.
You made it. Man. Okay, bud. We'll go step by step.
Remove the detonator housing by unscrewing it counterclockwise. The lead wire. It's the blue wire with the white stripe. Not, I repeat, not the black wire with the yellow stripe. Give me a reading at the liquid oxygen gauge.
What? It took him 30 minutes just to get down there.
Bud, do you hear me? You drop your weights and start back now, Bud. That gauge could be wrong. Do you hear me? Just drop your weights and start back now. Your gauge could be wrong. Your gauge could be wrong. You drop your weights and start back. No, you won't stay there. Do you hear me? You drop your weight. You can breathe shallow. Do you hear me? Bud, please, listen to me. Please. God damn it. You drag me back with a bottomless pit. You can't leave me here alone now. Please. Oh, God, Virgil, please. Please.
Howdy. How are you guys doing?
Deliberate attempts to convene a summit between heads of state and claps.
Show me a buildup.
Howdy. How are you guys doing?
Citizens to stay on their jobs, restrict unnecessary travel.
Just moments ago, one of the officials calling an unprovoked attack.
Oh, shit.
Across the country, National Guard units have been mobilized, and all civil defense volunteer staff have been called to full-time duty.
You watch our TV. That's what you're telling me. Then you know what's going on up there?
Seismologists worldwide are reporting an enormous disturbance throughout the world's oceans, which apparently began about 15 minutes ago.
They are acoustic shockwaves, like tsunamis, but with no apparent seismological source. The waves are propagating toward the shorelines of every continent.
Dr. Bird, would you please speak for me?
Young lady, listen to me. I don't know. We don't know what's going on yet. We don't have a clue.
The horizon is starting to grow dark. People are running everywhere. It's sheer panic. Stay on me! The wave is, I don't know, maybe 1,000 feet high already. Getting bigger as I'm watching. Still miles out. Oh, my God.
Get him out of here.
We're staying!
Give us a minute!
I don't even know if I'm still broadcasting. I can't be sure. I'll just keep going as long as I can.
You guys are doing this. You guys are doing this, right? You can control water. That's your technology, but why are you doing this? Get the point. How do you know they're really going to do it? Where do you get off passing judgment on us? You can't be sure. How do you know?
could have done it. You could have done it. Why didn't you? Copy, Deep Core.
Hey, I've got him!
How's that storm going up there?
Well, it's strange. It just sort of blew itself out all of a sudden.
Well, hell, son, you better get a line down to us. We're in moderately poor shape down here. We lost 7 people, including Bud. And we're about out of O2, so whatever you're going to do, you better do it fast.
You boys make up your mind how to get us out of here yet?
You're talking about flying in a DSRV from Norfolk.
I just wish I could have seen it.
Okay.
To us, we're in moderately poor shape down here. We lost 7 people, including Bud. And we're about out of O2, so whatever you're going to do, you better do it fast.
You boys make up your mind how to get us out of here yet?
You're talking about flying in a DSRV from Norfolk.
I just wish I could have seen it.
Okay. How long is that going to take?
Man, how do you stop a half-mile-high tidal wave in
here? Come into Guantanamo on a C-133.
Hey,
it's Bud!
That's impossible.
Do you read me, D-Corp?
No, it's not.
Do you hear D-Corp?
Yes! D-Corp,
do you
read
me,
wait. We got a message from Bud.
Bud?
What's it say?
It says, Virgil Brigman back on the air. Have some new friends down here. Guess they've been here a while. They've left us alone, but it bothers them to see us hurting each other. Getting out of hand. They sent a message. Hope you got it.
I'd say that's a big 10-4, Jack.
They want us to grow up a bit.
And put away childish things. Of course, it's just a suggestion.
Oh.
Looks like you boys might be out of business.
What's going on?
One night, gets its sonar.
Good God Almighty.
You boys might be out of business.
The hell's going on?
One night, gets its sonar.
Good God Almighty.
Fellas. I'm getting some awful big readings here.
Something's coming up the wall.
What is it?
Whatever it is, it's major.
Is pinging back something really big. It's huge, and it's coming up right underneath us.
Where?
Where? It's everywhere. There, starboard bow.
Synthetic Explorer.
We should be dead. We didn't decompress.
They must have done something to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you could say that. Hi, Brigman.
Hi, Mrs. Brigman.